There have been 232 shootings so far this year on Chicago area expressways. That's more than the last 2 years combined. 22 people killed, 103 wounded. Of the 232 shootings, 13 shooters have been arrested and charged. One of the people whose vehicle was shot, but they were not hit by a bullet, is on a phone line. Joan Levergood joins us now on WGN Radio. Hi, Joan. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Are you a Chicagoan? Where do you live?
I do. I live up on the north side around Albany Park.
On Friday?
Near Horner Park.
The day after Thanksgiving, you were driving back home to Chicago on the Bishop Ford at 115th Street. So you were visiting relatives and now on the way back, were you?
Yes, I originally grew up in Michigan and have lived in Chicago for over 30 years on the north side, driven that hundreds of times, and we're driving home just like I have many, many, many times before.
Many of us make that trip, too. I mean, I know exactly where you were. What happened?
Well, we were driving around. It was 3 o'clock, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and as everybody can imagine, who's driven that many times the day after Thanksgiving, there's lots of traffic. And we observed a fast car weaving in and out of traffic. I was driving behind me and kind of made note of that, but didn't think very much of it until I found myself changing into the left lane and hearing gunshots coming up, hitting our car, and seeing kind of the front end of that car through the window where my husband Doug had been ducking down. Very frightening, completely unexpected, no kind of interaction with me or that car or the driver, never even saw anybody.
I'm wondering if maybe you cut him off or did something that angered him.
Perhaps, yes, you have to wonder that, don't you?
I mean, you were in front of this vehicle, did you get that feeling? Like, we've all done that, where we change lanes and we go, oh, gee, now that guy was going to change lanes, and, you know, there's nothing malicious in your intent, it's just that sometimes you don't judge the other person's actions very well. Did something like that happen? I'm wondering if something provoked this guy.
I wonder that, too. My observation was this was somebody who was kind of going from the middle lane over to the right lane, and I did note that they were in the right lane, so they were not behind me when this spot opened up. So perhaps they did want to get in that spot, and I just didn't know about it.
6 shots were fired into your car. Did you see the gun or the hand or the person?
We saw nothing. I only saw the front of the car. My husband, Doug, saw a little bit more of the car, but didn't see a gun or a person or anything like that either.
So it drove around you and fired into your vehicle as it went by?
It pulled up from next to us, behind us, in the middle lane, and started shooting through the back of the car and through the back door on the passenger side.
Did it shatter the windows?
It did not shatter the windows. It went through a cooler. And sadly, one of the bullets went through our dog, our almost 3-year-old pup that was in the back seat. And that's one of the reasons why our next agenda, as soon as it registered, that the we'd been fired at and we knew we were okay, was to notice very quickly that our dog was not okay, and to call 911 and try to get her to an emergency vet as quickly as possible. Mm.
I wonder what one sees and hears in a situation like that. Did you hear the bullets? Did you hear the gun? Did you notice how many times you were getting shot? It probably happened all so quickly.
Well, you know, we're longtime Chicagoans, so we're used to counting gunshots, I guess. If you've lived in the city for a long time, you get used to counting them, mm-hmm. so that when you do call and report them, you can report them. So I did note that they were gunshots. I think my first instinct was there was a malfunction with the car,
yeah.
You know, because that's what you expect. But then very quickly realized that they were gunshots in a way I had never heard them before. Not at a distance in the neighborhood or even at the end of the block. It just happened so very quickly that it's shocking and surprising, and you don't really know what to do. I would have thought in a situation like that, I would have quickly looked for a make, model, and license plate. But
you didn't get that, did you?
No.
And
no,
the dog
it happened so
did
fast
not survive. That
it, no, it the dog, the car went off out in the right lane and sped up and was gone very, very, very quickly.
Nobody's reported the make or model, so it sounds like this person is probably going to get away with it. What's the last message you have for our listeners today, Joan?
Well, if you saw anything or if you are seeing anything out there, this was crowded traffic, and one of the things that I was very surprised at was when I called in, no one else called in. I was in very crowded traffic, and maybe people were paying attention to driving. Maybe they weren't sure they were hearing gunshots, but wow, that really surprised me. And if you do see something, call it in. And if you were around that area at any time, there's a whole list of these shootings that have happened down there. And so if you have seen something that's suspicious around one of those times, you certainly call the state police and let them know. We had six bullets go through our car, and unfortunately we had to say goodbye to our dog, which was very heartbreaking. But that could have been anybody's grandmother, child, baby, friend.
Okay.
So
we're going to leave it there, Joan, but I think that's wise. Folks, maybe there wasn't a shooting, but if you can write down a vehicle name, plate, that might be helpful down the road for the next instance. Unfortunately, I think there will be more of these. It's just crazy what's going on out there. I'm glad that you and your husband survived. I'm so sorry for the loss of your pet. I know what that's like. Not that we've lost our dogs that way, but that's just awful. My best to your family, and thanks for sharing your story with us today.
Thank you for having me on.
Her name is Joan Levergood. She's a Chicagoan.